once in a while they change from Ford to Chevy, and you had to change that too.
You had to change allegiances, didn't you? Are you familiar with parts of a saddle or parts of a bridle, or those things that you're kind of familiar with?
Not real familiar. Okay. I'm familiar like with stirrups and saddle horns and
okay. Swelling. Let me let you look at one. If you could tell me as many parts as you know. Like number one here is what?
That's a saddle horn.
Okay. And the thing it rests on, number three, that's a
we call those swells.
Okay. What swells?
Swells.
Okay. And number 14 is just the
seat.
Okay. And the back part here, number two?
I don't know what you called it.
Okay. Does cantle sound familiar?
Yeah, it does, cantle.
Okay. Would this part in here have a name, number 11?
Maybe it has, but I can't tell you what it is.
Okay. How about number 8 here coming down? Does it?
Yeah, it does too, but okay. I can't think of
okay.
what it is.
Okay. Number 10?
Stirrup.
Okay. And number 13?
That was the cinch strap.
Okay. And how about number 12, these strings? Did they have a name?
Yeah, but I think we just call them saddle strings.
Okay.
And then number 6 we call the skirt.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, let me let you look at a picture of a bridle. Number 11, this thing that goes in the horse's mouth is the...
The bit.
Okay. Do these little rings here, number 10, have a name?
I'm sure they do, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Do you know any of these other parts of the bridle? Like, number 5 and 6 here, those are the...
Those are the reins.
Okay. How about number 1, the part that goes across his forehead?
I can't think what that is either.
Okay. Would you ever call it the head stall or...
yeah, that's what we call it, the head stall.
Okay.
And that's with the nose strap.
Okay, number 3, the nose strap. How about... number 2 is
number
the
nose. Number 2 is the nose strap.
How about number 3?
Can't think
of it. Do you call those cheek straps or...
I can't remember.
Okay.
Doesn't sound right.
Oh, okay. How about number 4, the part that goes underneath his neck?
It's called a throat latch.
Okay. And how about number 9, the part that goes behind his ears? Did that have a...
I'm sure it did, but
okay.
I don't know what it was.
Okay. All right. You actually know more of those than most people do.
Yes,
I've talked to ranchers that have ridden horses all their lives, and...
My dad had told you every one of them.
Didn't really know, you know. I mean, and that's understandable. Like, you know, we use all kind of things every day, and we don't really remember the names of
them. My dad would have known them all.
You kept the hogs in a hog lot? Is that what you...
Hog lot or hog pen, they called it, too.
Okay. And what did you feed them out of?
Troughs, hog troughs.
Okay. And if the plural of hog trough is what?
Hog troughs.
Okay. Okay. Now, earlier you mentioned that you brought water from the town in a barrel. Was that made out of wood or metal?
It's made out of metal.
Okay. Was there a wooden... what would a wooden container about the same size or maybe a little smaller be called?
Probably a keg.
Okay. Okay. Now, I just wanted to ask you about certain animal names on the farm. A male cow would be called a what?
A bull.
Okay. Was bull considered an offensive word in the old days? Was that something you couldn't say around women because it was offensive?
Oh, it might have been a little bit.
Would you have used another word instead of bull?
I don't know. I never run into that. I think probably you would have said bull.
Okay. I just wonder if you ever heard him use gentleman cow.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
It wasn't really that offensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what you put with it.
Well, that's true, isn't it? and a female would be a...
A female cow or
yeah.
Heifer or...
Okay. And the young ones, when they're just born?
Oh, calves.
Okay. Or one would be a...
A calf.
Okay. Now, male sheep is called a...
A male sheep is called... No, I'm not very familiar
okay.
with sheep.
Okay.
Let's see, they're a buck.
Okay.